Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include, from Los Angeles to New York, candlelight vigils call to end persecution. United States, Shen Yun presents incredible mixture of talent and creativity. South Korea, new practitioners witness the power of Falun Gong at free workshop. British Parliament Roundtable Conference, Stop Forced Organ Harvesting in China. Ottawa, Canada, Falun Dafa highlighted at Mind and Body Health Exhibition. And France, commemorating April 25th appeal with support from National Assembly members. Now for the stories.
From Los Angeles to New York, candlelight vigils call to end persecution. April 25th marks a special day for Falun Dafa practitioners. 19 years ago, a peaceful appeal took place in Beijing on April 25th, when some 10,000 practitioners gathered in the nation's capital and called for the release of practitioners illegally arrested in Tianjin. Several months later, former communist leader Jiang Zemin launched a brutal nationwide suppression that continues today. The peaceful appeal of 1999 was an example of ordinary citizens pursuing freedom of belief and simply striving to become better people, said Yi Rong, president of the Global Service Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party. Today the persecution continues, and our efforts to bring about its end will not cease until the dark days are over. Dafa practitioners around the world commemorate the historic appeal through activities which draw attention to the ongoing suppression and commemorate those in China who lost their lives in the persecution. Candlelight vigils were held recently in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York. A candlelight vigil in Los Angeles took place outside the Chinese consulate on the evening of April 23rd. Large banners urged an end to the atrocities in China and to bringing Jiang to justice. Wu Yingnian, spokesperson for the Falun Dafa Association in Los Angeles and a professor at UCLA, said that the peaceful appeal in 1999 was allowed by the Chinese Constitution and had a legitimate cause. He said, but Jiang Zemin nonetheless set up the 610 office and has been persecuting Dafa practitioners since then. In San Francisco, Falun Dafa practitioners held a candlelight vigil outside the Chinese consulate on the evening of April 25th. Ms. Guo, from Liaoning Province, who took part in the historic appeal in Beijing, said that she and other practitioners first went to make their case at the Central Government Appeals Office. Officials then told them to go to the central government compound in Beijing, where they stood until late in the day when then-premier Zhu Rongji agreed to release practitioners who had been arrested and detained in Tianjin. Ms. Guo said, "Many of my friends are still detained in China for their belief, and some have lost their lives. I'm here today in the hopes that more people can learn about Falun Dafa and help stop the tragedy in China." About 1,000 practitioners gathered at the Chinese consulate in New York on April 22nd for a candlelight vigil to honor those practitioners who died as a result of persecution in China, including many thousands of practitioners who lost their lives as a result of torture while in police custody.
United States, Shen Yun presents incredible mixture of talent and creativity. Three touring companies of Shen Yun Performing Arts presented over 40 shows in 11 cities across the United States on April 10th through 25th, 2018. Mr. Mago, a business executive, said at the show, "I love it. I've been blessed. The dancers are spectacular. It's remarkable. Shen Yun certainly does bring out that soul inside the individual. I'm very impressed with Shen Yun in what it's achieved," he noted. Vinton Cerf, one of the fathers of the internet, said after a Washington, D.C. show, "I am very, very excited to have seen this performance today. The part I think I liked the most was the mixing together of the digital backdrop with the performance. because the timing had to be absolutely perfect. Really incredible mixture of talent and creativity. It's pretty clear that that spiritual message comes through as well, with joy and excitement. It simply radiates from the stage, he said. Donna Woodrum, the CEO and founder of the American Culture Council, said, "I've never had an experience like this. I am so happy. I have this eternal peace. There was this fluidity among the dancers that made your heart melt to just watch this beauty," she described. "Their synchronization is perfect. Their timing is excellent. Their costumes are adorable. I just loved it," she said. "I felt that their movements were affecting my heart and that I had every emotion possible. The music, I can't even describe the music. There's something elevated about it that just touches your soul," she said. "It's like we were all celebrating that we've come from this magnificent, ineffable being that just imbues our hearts and soul with love and joy, peace and patience, goodness and kindness, gentleness and self-control. It's just an absolutely beautiful experience," she noted. Audience member Lee Jianmin remarked after the show, "There is no other performance that can be compared to Shenyun. This is the best performance. Shenyun is the best gift to mankind. It is a gift to mankind that came to the human world from the heavens," she said. Shenyun will continue its United States tour with upcoming performances in Newark, New Jersey, Palm Desert, California, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Honolulu, Hawaii.
South Korea. New practitioners witness the power of Falun Gong at free workshop. The TNT Bookstore in Seoul, South Korea, holds free 9-day Falun Gong workshops every month to introduce the ancient Chinese self-improvement cultivation practice to the public. New practitioners share their experiences during the late April workshop. Many of these newcomers witness the amazing healing power of Falun Gong, as have millions of people who practice Falun Gong around the world. Yu Shangshun joined the workshop after seeing the words "Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance" on a Falun Gong booklet. Yu said that her fingers started to form pus on the first day of the workshop. When the pus was drained, she felt that her fingers had become very flexible. "On another day, a piece of scab on my ear fell off. I then felt the rotation of Falun Law Wheel," she said. "I know that all of these things happened because my body was being purified." Yu was not the only one who felt rotation of Falun. Kim Mei-jing, who has read the main book of Falun Gong, Juan Falun, felt during the workshop that her physical stress had disappeared, and amazingly she felt Falun spinning in her stomach. Quan Do-hwan used to practice another school of Qigong taught by a monk, but one day the monk asked him not to come anymore, so Quan came to Falun Gong workshop. During the workshop, Quan felt a force drilling into his forehead, which is described in Juan Falun. He then felt the rotation of Falun. He said, "I now totally believe the existence of Falun. It exists in another dimension. It is so amazing." "At the beginning of the workshop, I waited for the end of the session every day, but later my attitude changed. I really enjoyed that feeling," he said. Yuan Zhengxi said he often saw 20-some practitioners exercising in a park, but he never thought he would join them until a friend of his told him about dramatic changes in her health after practicing. He decided to give it a try. He said, "The biggest change is the improvement in my sleep. Usually I only sleep soundly for 2 hours at most, but these days the sleep time has doubled." Kim Bao Sheng also experienced great changes in her body. She said, "I usually felt uncomfortable in the morning and didn't want to get up. But these days, the uncomfortable feeling is gone. Getting up is no longer a difficult thing. Moreover, every time I showered, I lost a lot of hair. But now the hair loss is less. It seems that my digestive system has also been improved. It is amazing." Quan Bingshan has seen Falun Gong's group exercises before. One of his friends, who is a Chinese medicine doctor, strongly recommended the exercises to him, so he joined the workshop. On the second day, he felt a strong energy flow going through his arms during the exercises. He said, "I cannot help my tears. I thank Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong, for publicizing such a good practice for free.
British Parliament Roundtable Conference, Stop Forced Organ Harvesting in China. A roundtable conference hosted by UK lawmakers Jim Shannon and Fiona Bruce on Parliament Hill on April 17th focused on China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting crimes. 9 human rights activists gave speeches at the conference, including former Canadian diplomat David Kilgore, journalist Ethan Gutman, the vice chairman of Conservative Party Human Rights Commission Benedict Rogers, and Uyghur doctor Enver Todi. The speakers called upon the British government to take action to stop this human rights crime. Based on his investigative research, David Kilgore concluded that large-scale forced organ harvesting is still going on in China. He estimates that more than 60,000 organ transplants were conducted in 2016 in China, much higher than the 10,000 claimed by the Chinese government. He called upon the international community to exert pressure on the Chinese government. He urged the organ transplant doctors not to be willfully blind on this issue. In his speech, Ethan Gutman pointed out that for the British government, it is no longer the time to discuss how forced organ harvesting could be happening, but the time to take action and publicly condemn it. Benedict Rogers reviewed the efforts that his commission has made in the last 2 years on this issue and called upon the Parliament and the government to stand up for the Chinese people. Parliament member and the host of the conference, Jim Shannon, said he was glad to see that multi-partisan lawmakers have started to pay attention to this crime.
Ottawa, Canada. Falun Dafa highlighted at Mind and Body Health Exhibition. The Healthy Brain and Body Show took place at the EY Center in Ottawa on April 21st and 22nd, 2018. Among the 110 exhibitors, Falun Dafa drew special attention, and many spectators said they felt a strong energy field during the group exercise practice. Sarah Roberts, co-founder of the show, thanked the practitioners for participating in the event. The most important relationship in our lives is the one we have with ourselves. My vision for the Healthy Brain and Body Show is to create a place where people can come together and learn how their mental, emotional, and physical health are intimately interconnected and affect each other profoundly, she said. This is why she invited practitioners again this year. The gentle exercises allow anyone interested to give a try. And I do feel strong energy whenever Falun Dafa practitioners are here, she explained. She therefore arranged the practitioners to be located at the center of the facility so that energy from the exercise demo could spread throughout the area. Siham Rabba, health policy analyst from a medical institution, said that people should pay attention to both body and mind. She added the principles of Falun Dafa will help people become better citizens, which will in turn improve their physical health. She said, I believe these principles allow us to respect others as well as ourselves so that everyone will benefit from them. Photographer Laura Stewart said she likes Chinese culture and she found Falun Dafa very unique. She remarked, we often talk about calming down our minds through meditation or yoga. But they don't work because it is difficult to control our minds. She said that visiting the Falun Dafa booth made her feel serene. Seeing the exercises made me relaxed. She agreed that the principles of Falun Dafa would help people become more sincere and better understand each other. She said she planned to further explore Falun Dafa, saying, I think this will be my path. Michael Eva began learning the exercises during the event and said he was impressed by the effect. When I started to learn the first set of exercises, I felt strong energy when moving my arms. It is amazing. He was glad that the exercises can be practiced at home and the practice is very convenient. To me, the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance mean a lot because they are what we need and they will help us appreciate our life.
France, commemorating April 25th appeal with support from National Assembly members. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally near the Chinese embassy in Paris, France, on April 25, 2018, to commemorate the 19th anniversary of the peaceful appeal in Beijing. Over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Beijing on April 25, 1999, to request the release of 45 practitioners who had been unjustly arrested in Tianjin, a city east of Beijing. The arrest was one of a series of cases of harassment by Chinese authorities that culminated the nationwide persecution of Falun Gong in July 1999. A representative from the French Falun Dafa Association spoke at the rally. He recalled the protest 19 years ago and condemned the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution. Hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners have been incarcerated in forced labor camps and prisons. Thousands have been tortured to death, and more have been killed for their organs. He called on the current Chinese regime to stop the persecution and bring the perpetrators to justice. One member of the French National Assembly said she has always supported practitioners' peaceful efforts against the persecution and sent a letter of support to practitioners. In the letter, she stated, "The kindness and tolerance that characterize your association are values that I share and defend every day. Your fight, which reminds us of the horror of forced organ harvesting in China, made me react. I recently addressed a written letter to the Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs on these inhumane practices. France, particularly through its international agreements, regularly denounces the trafficking of human beings around the world, and particularly organ harvesting, with the Palermo Convention. Our country's efforts to combat these practices must continue and grow." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.